5:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. There you go. It is Tuesday. It's kind of toasty, 80, 81. More thunderstorms rolling through again. The thunderstorms simply with us the evening, the overnight, well into the morning commute, they're saying. So you'll want to be aware of that. And another good reason to tune in first thing tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Richmond's Morning News with Rich Herrera. Coming up in about a half an hour, buddy of mine, Ryan Hudson. Ryan is on the Hanover County Board of Supervisors. And I am curious to know about the water issues that are still being discussed. I want to know about these pay raises. The Hanover County Board of Education voted to increase their own salaries. They doubled them, which is kind of neat, but I'm thinking there's got to be some sort of a backstory. So Ryan is going to join us at 5:35. And while I am talking about Hanover County, my beloved Hanover County, the greatest place on God's green earth. And again, I remind you, we are all filled up. We have no more room. You can come and visit. We're happy to have you visit. And leave some money here, please. And then get out. That's all. John Badeski, who, once again, for my money, my tax money, the best county administrator anywhere. He is today celebrating his fifth anniversary, 5 years as the county manager for Hanover County. And I know you got other counties, other municipalities trying to steal him all the time. So we are very, very fortunate to have him here. He is a good, good guy. There's some sort of a decision coming down in the P. Diddy criminal prosecution. We don't have the details as of yet. When we do, I'll pass them along. Some sort of a, quote, partial verdict. What did the trial prove? I didn't watch a lot of it. I've read some of it. I think it proved that he's an absolutely reprehensible Delta Bravo, a horrible human being, and a, what's the technical term? Dirtbag. Yes, dirtbag, I think, would be what Delta Bravo stands for, just so you know. But I don't know if that means he's guilty of RICO. Was he running a criminal enterprise? That I don't know. I didn't pay close enough attention. I don't want to lie about it. But we will see exactly what happens. And we'll join that live. We have the federal prosecutor is going to be out there. Germ, I just sent you a phone number, and you need to call that ASAP. I repeat, ASAP, and get my friend Mindy booked ASAP. If we've got room tomorrow, we got room on a Friday Eve, that would be a great place to put her. I've told Mindy's story a couple of times on the air. And again, she's legitimately a friend. So there's some new developments in the matter, and we need to get her back as soon as possible there, Germ. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Ken in Chesterfield says, Mr. Katz. Oh, just call me Jeff. Mr. Katz, a friend had two hard drives crash with no backup. He sent both drives off to data recovery vendors. In both cases, most of his data was recovered. I hope your results are the same. Thank you, Ken. I, too, hope that that is exactly the case. 804, wow, Jeff, Richmond is just a den of thieves, aren't they? Hearing now about the fuel card mess. It just doesn't end. It doesn't end. Every time you think you have heard the latest, biggest, worst scandal of all time in the city of Richmond, somebody there at City Hall says, here, hold our non-drinkable water. And then they come out with another one. So what's the latest one is the gas card scandal. God. Different 804. Jeff, fake news right now melting down over President Trump visiting alligator Alcatraz. Yeah, he's down in Florida. Was it 8 days? Governor Ron DeSantis and his team put together this holding facility for illegal aliens. Going to make the state of Florida huge, huge money. 804 Jeff, listening to you talk about your emails from the ARC of the United States and the Virginia Nurses Association. The whole idea is just to create chaos, destroy our faith in every institution, family, church, academia, government, one big psyop aimed at the willfully ignorant, misinformed, and brainwashed masses. Wow. Yeah, I don't know. 757 says, Jeff, hearing that email from the Virginia Nurses Association about, quote, underserved people, I had to drive 25 miles to my doctor. Does that make me underserved? Well, I would say no. But who knows? Who knows? How do you decide that? Hey, Jeff, 804 says, oh, it's Walt. Walt says, Jeff, we need to pray that the representative states actually understand what they read in this bill. Talking about Congress people, the way that they can vote, help people take care of U.S. citizens. Well, fair enough. Debbie from Midlothian says, Jeff, I'm a nurse that works with children. I've never understood why many special needs kids are sent to school when they are unable to follow, learn, and take the test that proves retention of subjects taught. It seems it is a school-sponsored daycare. Well, I think it depends on the child. And that's what IEPs are all about, individualized educational programs. Every special needs kiddo has one of those, and let me tell you, it becomes your owner's manual, your operating manual, your SOP. Some children are absolutely capable, with some assistance, of being in a more traditional classroom. The law calls for the least restrictive situation. How do we define that? Well, that depends, I suppose, on who is defining it. I'll give you an example. Some kids are kind of on that bubble. If you were to meet Julia, number one, you would just be impressed with how unbelievably beautiful that girl is. You really would. You go, oh my God, what a cutie. And then after about, I don't know, an hour or two of just fawning all over her and realizing she's a sweetheart, then you would say, right, she is disabled. Right? She is definitely disabled. She is definitely in the special needs category. There's not really a bubble for Julie. It's really easy, right? She's 22 years old chronologically, but developmentally she is 18 months old. So that's an easy one. But what if you have some other sort of a situation and there are people, and it happens all the time, I know this, people say, oh, there's nothing wrong with that kid. Why the hell are we spending money on him for special needs? Or she doesn't have any issues. I mean, come on now. And you say, well, a few things you may not see, a few things you may not understand. So I just don't think it's that straightforward in a lot of cases. Again, some cases are easy. I think that that's one of the reasons we've never really had any bad experiences with Julia's teachers or therapists through the years. Because it was never a question. Nobody in any school division anywhere said, well, you know, if she was just focused, that wasn't ever a thing. But there are kids in that situation. And there are a lot of school divisions, unlike Hanover County Public Schools, that really, really cares about the kids. There are other school divisions I know that are looking at the bottom line, looking at dollars and cents. Oh, my God, we got another special needs kid. You know how much money that's going to cost? Nah, stick him in a regular classroom till somebody complains. It happens. I wish it didn't happen, but I'm just telling you, sitting here having been through it, it happens. 515, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.